Hobbs police are searching for a city jail inmate who walked away from a work program Sunday morning shortly before noon. A detention center officer was supervising three inmates who were performing community service at the Animal Adoption Center on North Grimes. That's according to HPD officer Mike Stone.
About 3 or 4 days a week, our jail personnel take a group of inmates over to the Hobbs Adoption Center on Grimes, and they clean out the cages and help out around there and that type of thing.
Stone says 26-year-old Ismael Rodriguez has performed this type of work detail several times in the past decade without incident.
He's not violent or anything, or he wouldn't be in a petty misdemeanor work community service detail. And that's one reason that we didn't alert the public immediately. We've had several phone calls. We've been following up. We've been actively looking for him for 2 days now, so at this point, we're just asking the public for help.
Stone says Rodriguez was serving a 30-day sentence for driving on suspended or revoked license, a petty misdemeanor, but now he's in much bigger trouble. He's facing an additional charge for escape from jail, a fourth-degree felony, punishable of up to 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. Rodriguez is Hispanic, 5'6" tall, 220 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. If you can help police with this case, contact 393-COPS, or you can call Crime Stoppers at 393-8005, or send an anonymous text to TIP411, placing 575-HPD in the narrative. Stone also said Hobbs police want the public to know that every city jail inmate admitted to the work or community service program is thoroughly screened, including their criminal background. Again, police do not consider Rodriguez to be a danger to the public.
Lovington outdoorsman Jimmy Worrell will give a PowerPoint presentation of his recent Appalachian Trail hike at the Lee Theater starting at 7 tonight. All proceeds from the program will be donated to the Lee County Museum and will go to the museum's building and expansion fund. The cost will be $10 per person and will be tax deductible. Museum Director Jim Harris says the museum's board wants to acquire the historic Lister Building located next to the museum, which is southeast of the courthouse.
If we get it, we would like to use the downstairs for a larger meeting room, but more importantly, perhaps, will be the increased space, exhibit space that we'll have. The building is 140 feet long and 50 feet wide.
Harris has presented a proposal to acquire the Lister Building to the Lovington City Commission, which is considering ways to fund the purchase. In the meantime, the museum is raising money for the effort through events such as tonight's presentation. The program will include music, Worrell will narrate his story, and there will be time for questions and answers. The public is invited to Lee Regional Hospital's Breast Health Expo. It's tonight, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Lee County Events Center. Christina C., Director of Radiology for Lee Regional, talks about why the event's being held.
It is, you know, to help you learn about your options in case you're diagnosed with breast cancer, as well as to educate you on breast health.
The Breast Health Expo is free. There will be speakers, educational booths, free hors d'oeuvres, door prizes, booths, gifts, and massages. And again, that's from 6:30 till 8:30 tonight at the Event Center in Hobbs.